Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Lary. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Canizares zero and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder now catching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond strikes out. There goes May. The throw from Gonder to McMillan, and May is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Smith catches it and throws to first to double up Gentile. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Smith reaches second base with a double. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is walked intentionally. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. May reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Smith reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing center field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 2 in the game. Brand hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Frank Larry. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Napoleon moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Napoleon moves to third. Hiller moves to second. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Farrell moves to third. May moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.